This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Joel, Barry, and Nick. Nick, Barry, and Joel. No matter how you look at it, we are The Usual Suspects. We got two in the books, 1 hour to go. Plenty more show as we continue to roll on with The Usual Suspects. If you want to join the show on the HR&P listener line, 713-780-3776. You can also text to that number, and Barry will check those. And we all check our Twitter throughout the show, at the producer Nick, at Barry is funny, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Barry?
I have a question for you, Joel.
All right.
And I wanted to get your thoughts on this. So Nick and I were at the Rockets game Friday, Nick?
Yes. It was Friday night.
Friday night.
Against the Pistons.
Yes. And they had lost. This thing, huh?
They lost.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it didn't matter.
No.
Let's be real.
Right.
No one cared. And it showed in the attendance. It was
there was plenty of empty seats.
Plenty of empty
Don't
seats.
Don't kid yourself. Those were people dressed as empty seats.
But something flashed up on the board, and I actually passed a chick wearing a Sport Clips outfit, and it reminded me that you can get a haircut at the Rockets game.
Yep.
They have a Sport Clips inside the arena.
Yep.
You can also, or you could, I don't know if they still have it, but used to, you could get a haircut at the Astros game.
Yeah, both
they
of
had
them
a
were
great
like
clips or so like, Sport Clips
yeah,
or something
in the
like
bowl
that.
For Rockets games, there's a
yeah.
ledge.
Yeah.
And for the Astros, it was out in the outfield.
Yeah. Where are you at on getting a haircut at a sporting event?
You're out of your mind.
Why?
Like, who, yeah.
I don't trust. No way. I mean, look, I'm hanging on to what I got as it is, but at the same time, I need someone that's going to do it the right way. And there is a certain way that I have to have certain, like I have cowlicks in the back thing. But at the same time, and you know she's not trying to spend extra time to make sure it's done right. They're like, one, they probably want to watch the game. And two, they're probably like, I got 16 other dudes in line and I got to get these things done because I'm being forced to be here. No. No way. You're going to be
they have
uneven
that,
sideburns.
Have you noticed that many people in line at a Rockets game for a haircut?
There have been, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there used to be because it was like from where we did the game from our broadcast location, you could look to your right and the ledge was like two sections over. And there were dudes that were like, hell yeah, I got, especially get a couple of beers in them. Hell yeah, I'm getting me a free haircut. I got, for the price of these tickets, I got me some beer.
It's not
a free haircut. That makes sense.
No, it's not free. You have to pay for these haircuts at these arenas. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Well, see, that's a huge, that's what we need to find out. Because if it's free, I can see why people go up there.
At
that's
there
different.
Were
that
where
completely
I think they
changes
asked for
the
a
dynamic.
Donation,
no,
but
these are not free.
Like five, we have to check that.
My thing is who's getting ready for the game? Like, all right, I got my Rockets jersey on because I'm a weirdo. I got my new pants on. I got my slacks, as old people would say. I got on my slacks.
Yeah, I got made fun of for saying that.
Yeah,
the slacks.
But, yeah,
but who looks and goes, man, I really need to hair. I'll just get it at the game. Like, no one who's going to the game. Like, hey, man, I went and got a haircut. Yeah. And watch the Rockets. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't want to combine. There's some things I would combine. Like, I'll combine dinner and a game. I'll eat while I'm there.
Absolutely.
I'll combine date night with a game. But I'm not doing a haircut. Like, next thing is going to be like, there's going to be chicks getting mani-pedis at the game. There's going to be dudes getting massages because we already have that at the mall. Let's just face it. That's out the window. Now you got to walk by dudes like passed out with their shoes off getting massaged by people at the mall. That makes no sense to me.
It's going
to
be snake wrestling?
No. But I don't understand who in their right mind
I'm with you.
Thinks about, I really need to get a haircut. Oh, rebound. I really need to go get these my bangs trimmed. That makes no sense to me.
Yeah,
if
see,
you
and I sent a text to some of the people I know to see if I'm off base here. I always thought like it was free while you're at the game, and then you can make a tip or a donation to like something.
I would imagine even if it is free, they're not giving the whole damn stadium free haircuts. It's only a number of people, even
then,
if they were.
And then you're going to be itchy the whole game.
That was my next
hair
thing.
Hair all over you. It's no.
Plus, Barry,
even
about,
if it was for free, I would not do it because of that reason.
Sanitary it is. They're doing it in the bowl where that hair can get all
oh
over.
Oh my god. Ugh.
And then maybe you're eating popcorn and it blows over onto your popcorn.
So I'd be pissed. I would be pissed. Jeremy Morgan said, one of my best haircuts was from Sport Clips and an Astros game, and mine was free, just wanted donations.
That's what I thought.
Jeremy Morgan.
See, that's what I thought.
Jeremy Morgan, you're a weirdo. Like, why in the hell? Who? No. Stop. Stop getting groomed at a sporting event. I can't. I'm going to put you on the list with jersey guy and glove guy. It's not. I don't get it.
That's another thing.
That weirds me out.
Hey, kudos to us, by the way. Oh. I forgot to mention this because of the fact that we know that the show's growing and people are liking it. We're having fun with it, right? Blummer. Now, I didn't go so far as to call us out by name, but Blummer brought up the roasted grasshoppers and had everybody talking about it the day that we talked to him about it.
Oh, did he?
On the trip to Seattle.
Was it not planned, though?
No, because I didn't have it on the list.
I asked, so after the Rockets game Friday, I went to the Astros game to catch the last couple of innings.
Well, look at you, double
Because I'm a man about town, and I got some audio. And Julie Morales was in the clubhouse there getting audio. And so I stopped and introduced myself, and I said, hey, listen, we had Blummer on the show today, and we brought up food, and we brought up the grasshoppers. And, you know, I asked Blummer if he was going to eat those, and he said no. He said, but he thinks that you would. She goes, yeah, I am. So it was already planned. She was like, yeah, I'm going to do it tomorrow or whenever they get to Seattle. But she's going to eat the grasshoppers.
Oh, because I
and
like,
I was like, you're way more man than I'll ever be. I don't know. There's like, I was like, why? And her exact response was, anything for TV. If it's good TV, I'll do it.
Jeez.
Like, all right. I couldn't. I'd be like, well, this is Barry Labanek signing off. I'll never do TV again because I'm not eating grasshoppers.
That could take a very weird turn.
Yeah.
Well, but no, because I was, I hit him up with a DM while it was going on. Going, dude, that's awesome. Give us the shout out maybe later or something like that. And he goes, yeah. And he goes, did you like that? Because I can't wait to go and do it because I don't have to eat them.
Yeah. I did hear him say something about he mentioned the outfield and he called them the usual suspects, which I thought was ironic. I don't think he did it on purpose, but I just thought it was pretty ironic that he would call the outfield the usual suspects.
Well, if someone uses Aoki Pokey.
Oh, it's on.
It's on. And then some.
It is definitely on. Ben said, I bet rowdies get haircuts there as part of an initiation.
No.
That would be funny.
Yeah, but I don't think so.
You just got to get shaved bald to be a rowdy.
Or wear ridiculous costumes and shout stupid things.
I just want them to stay on beat. Is it too much to ask to have the rowdies be on beat? Because when they play the music in the stadium, they're always off beat. If you're a rowdy and you're listening right now, and I know Maya, I mean, my mom's a rowdy. But I know Maya's
still
listening. Yeah, she's
really?
Rowdy Granny. She's back again this year.
Okay, she's
yeah.
back.
But her and Maya, I know. I went over there and said hi the other day. Is it too much to ask y'all to stay on beat? Like, I give my mom a pass because she's old. And no one expects it. But the young guys with the drums, I don't think it's too much to ask that you stay with the rest of the stadium.
Yeah, I remember you mentioning it.
And then you noticed it, right, after that?
It was without a question off beat.
It's way off beat.
Like, very delayed off beat.
Yes.
Yeah.
We need to work on that.
Can I get a shout out, too, by the way, to the ex-power dancers over the years for the Rockets?
Uh-oh.
They are all coming back to do halftime Wednesday night, or a lot of them are. And so they've been working pretty hard on that. So shout out to the old power dancers. I think that'll be cool to see the alums get out there and do a routine.
One of them got proposed to, not the old power dancers, but a current power dancer got proposed to
at that military
particular
guy,
game.
Right?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Nicholas said, I'm a white guy, but I only let black guys cut my hair and never at a stadium. I'm with you on that. I wish, in fact, I meant to ask that the other day.
Wait. You're with him on which part? All of it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you first of all, because you actually sound black. But why is it that you are a white guy and you only let black guys cut your hair?
Well, first of all, I'm the only one that cuts my hair, so it's kind of like that.
So it's right. So a black guy's cutting your hair. I get it.
No. But if I really want a good fade, you got to go to a black barbershop.
See, I understand that. So if it's like a crew cut or like a fade, I get that.
I went to a Supercuts to get a fade one time in Dallas, and I ended up having to take the clippers out of her hands and finish it myself. That is not a lie. It was either – maybe it wasn't Supercuts. I don't know. I shouldn't give them the name because I don't know if I was right. But I was at a barber in Dallas before a show, and I wanted a fade because I don't get fades all the time. It's just usually I just cut it myself. We know that. We've established that. Mm-hmm. Cut it in the garage, and it's all one length. But every once in a while, I want a nice fade. And I had this lady do it, and it was terrible, so I had to cut it myself. But when you want a good fade, which is what I wanted the other day, I need to find a good barbershop either around here or by my house.
Oh, I know one. I can tell you.
Do you?
And he does it for all the – he does it for, like, the, from the assistant coaches to the players. And he's a good friend of mine, too.
Okay. I need that. Like, I need – but I want to hear from the peeps, too. Like, what's a good – maybe we have a listener that's a barber.
And I would bet that a lot of people – a lot of our listeners go there.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, 713-780-ESPN.
Yeah, I want to know what's a good barbershop. All right. Tuesday night, the Rice Owls battle their crosstown rivals, the University of Houston at Reckling Park. The second game of the Silver Glove Series starts at 6:30. Rice won the first game and is looking to clinch the series victory on Tuesday. Tickets start at only $15, and the first 1,000 fans will receive Rice rally towels.
Woo!
Yeah! Don't miss out on the action. Get your tickets today at riceowls.com/BSBTicks.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Nick, Barry, and Bug Spray today from 1 to 4 as we continue to roll on. Before the break, my boy Jason Rowland owns and operates and cuts hair at Current Cuts. He's done the Texans logo on the side of his head for Arian Foster and
so cut out Current Cuts?
Current Cuts.
Okay.
Off of 59 by Tidwell. So.
Okay. That's not too far from my house, actually.
Really great dude, too.
Okay.
Yeah. But a lot of people swear by him.
He'll do a bald fade for me?
I can ask him.
I'm sure he will.
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
Any barber worth their salt in the city of H-Time can do a bald fade.
A ball fade?
Bald.
Or a bald fade.
Yeah.
I'll ask him right now while we get to Willie. Willie wants to get in here on the... Hey, Willie! He wants to talk about the barbershop suggestions.
What up, Willie?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, man.
How you doing?
All right. So, real quick, it's refreshing to hear men talk about a barbershop because I get in an argument a lot with guys that go to salons and have women rubbing on them. Me, personally, I was raised going to a barbershop, and it's kind of a male sanctuary, you know?
Yes.
I don't really get into the whole salon thing. But... nonetheless, so Barbers on the Lake is here in Pearland, and you know, I go to my barber is Troy Ambrose. You go in there, let him know the Carolina sent you over, man. He'll treat you like family.
Okay, Barbers on the Lake in Pearland. Now I am in spring. I'm up in spring, so Pearland's a long ass way to go for a fade.
Okay, well, maybe somebody's listening to me down here.
Yeah. No, that's all good. And I agree with you on the barbershop thing, man, because, you know, going to the barbershop, it's like the chick version of going to the nail salon and hanging out and gossiping, right? Like, you could talk sports, it's just a bunch of dudes hanging out with guy talk. You bust on each other, you make fun of each other.
Heck yeah.
It's a lot of fun,
We had Shaquille O'Neal come in one time, too.
There's that. Like, I don't know if that's happening in every barbershop. But yeah, I mean, dude, like if you're a guy and you're getting your haircut, and no offense to visible changes or anything like that, but if you're doing that, stop that. Go to a barbershop.
No offense to visible changes.
Yeah, go to a barbershop one time and try it.
Right.
Visible changes.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, man. Hey, appreciate the call, Willie. Thank you.
That's the beauty of this show. It's like being in the locker room, the living room, or the barbershop.
Yeah.
Ever heard that before, Nick? Maybe a time or two?
Maybe.
Yeah. But he's right about the sanctuary. Sometimes there's a sanctuary, like in the locker room. Like, we can get political if we want. But look, ever since I've been playing sports, the locker room, there is no politically correct. Guys just, and you have fun with it. It's not like, people don't take it personally, and there's no, I'm not talking about the hazing and stuff. Just kind of like the poking fun at each other.
Like,
and
it's the same way when, you know, growing up, like me and my friends, we used to always just rank on each other. You make fun of each other. If you walk in wearing something weird, everybody's going to say something to you.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So.
Those type of businesses just don't exist where you have the customer come in and kind of
now,
vent.
Now, I will say this. Back when I was a lot younger in high school and, you know, just out of high school, it was a lot different going into a black barbershop then than it is now. It's a lot more accepted now But back then, you did get some weird looks, and you went last, no matter what.
Really?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I had no idea.
Oh yeah, yeah. You were definitely going last, and that is true. But nowadays, it's not like that at all. Everybody's a lot more chill.
I forgot. Trap goes to Current Cuts.
Does he?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Not that he has anything to work on the top, but I'm sure he gets the beard coiffed.
Okay. We got
He's
Goodfellas.
Mentioned it a couple times.
Somebody said Goodfellas Fade Shop. Where is that? I don't know where that is. Did it say where? Nope. I'm white, but they are pros. I like that.
Well, my boy's doing he can do your bald fade.
Oh, can he?
Yeah.
He said he would?
Yep.
59 and Tidwell?
Yep.
I'm down. Yep. I want a good
Current Cuts.
Dude, I'm telling you, there is nothing better than a good bald fade.
Current Cuts, yo. Just tell him Joel sent you.
Current
you know what I'm
Cuts.
Saying?
All right. Empire Barbershop. Somebody said Empire Barbershop. Julian Diaz is the owner, and he cuts a lot of the Texans, Rockets, and Astros players as well. I'm going to go check some of these out. I really am. I'm going to do this. Yeah, I am. I told my wife, I've been wanting to bring back the fade a little bit. So I think it's
speaking
time.
Speaking of bald fades, remember when I got a speeding ticket, you know how they give you like a description? They say height 5'9".
I want to know where this is
this
going.
This is so funny.
Eye color, brown.
Right. Yeah.
On my speeding ticket, hair color, bald.
Wow.
Since when hair color was a bald? Since when bald was a hair color? Since when?
Now, when did you find that out? Was he still in your presence or was
no,
he
no,
gone?
No. This was after. I never looked at the ticket in front of the cop. I just
You were really pissed.
Hilarious.
I was like, what is this?
You son
HPD.
A
hole.
Dude. That
Either
is
you go to
so
court
funny.
And tell them they had the wrong guy.
That's like height, midget.
Can I do that? Because you know how if you misspelled your name.
I'm falsifying on a ticket. I would actually.
Don't know what you're talking about.
I got that Jefferson.
I don't know what you can grow on the wreath, but if you can get the wreath to be Chia Pettish by the time your court date comes around, I bet you could get away with that.
Since when bald was a hair color, HPD? Unreal.
Well, maybe he's just saying.
Unreal.
Maybe he's just saying that he couldn't determine because you didn't have any hair on you.
Whatever. He was bald and he was bitter that I had more hair than he did.
Damn.
So he put bald.
That's being petty. Because you don't have much.
I'm just angry, really. I was so. A lot of people didn't believe me when I said, I'm like, look at my ticket.
Yeah, that's funny, dude.
That's crazy.
Bald. I'm telling you, that's like a short, instead of giving the height, you just put midget. That ain't right. You don't do that. You can't do that. That's not right.
Okay. Jason just told me. He goes, man, it's just hair to me. I cut all kinds of hair, bro. Absolutely. I got him covered. I said, no. For me, make him wait in the back of the line and rip him the entire time.
No. Hell no. I'm not doing that. There was a story that my wife brought to my attention. Did you hear about this? So this dude in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, named Jan Flatto.
Okay.
Hit a $100,000 jackpot at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. The problem was that Jan, the guy, let Marina Navarro, the chick, push the button. So when they went to cash out, the casino said, Mr. Flatto, I apologize, but the rules state whoever pushes the button wins the jackpot. So he was like, go on, girl. You can push it for good luck. So she did, and it hit 100K, and they wouldn't give him the jackpot. They gave her the money, and she was like, peace, see ya, and left, and didn't give Jan a single penny.
Wow.
If I'm Jan,
man,
I'm considering flattening some tires or something. Like, she's just straight took that 100K and left. And then he was so pissed, of course, he was texting her, and he was like, having me as an enemy is not good. We'll see who made the big mistake, and it won't be me. So now he's sending her hate text. So she was just like, well, I was going to give you some, but not now. Like, which I think is BS. If you're a horrible enough person to not say, you know what, I'll split this with you 50-50 because it was your money that you put in the machine and I pushed the button, you were never considering giving that any money anyways.
Or anything else.
Yeah, but you weren't like, no, there's no way. Like, would you do that? Would you?
That's a big screw job right
dude,
there.
Dude, if I'm with someone and they're like, push the button, Barry, and I push it and we win, I win, I'm giving you half the money at least. I might even go so far as to say, you know what? That's not mine. It's not the right thing to do. I mean, that's a technicality. You know what I mean? Like, you were the one playing. You were the one that put all your money in. Pushing the button was the technicality. It's all luck anyways. But Jan was just a bitch about it. Just took her money.
God, that is cold-blooded right there.
That's a bitch. Like, if you don't, if you want to know the definition of a bitch, Jan was acting bitchy. That's not right, Jan. You're a bitch. All right, I got that off my chest. But that was crazy.
Man, that is dirty.
What would you do? Would you?
Been there before. I've been with, and I won't say who it was, but I've been at the casino with an NBA player who wasn't doing well at blackjack. And so I came over, and we started talking and just started shooting it. And, you know, I was cracking jokes. Everybody was laughing, things like that. And all of a sudden, he looked down, and he was up, like, a large amount of money. And he goes, "If I was ready to leave, I was ticked off. I was gonna lose my, you know what? Because I was." He goes, "And because you came over here and got everybody, and it changed the." He said, "I felt like it changed the luck," and he gave me a very nice tidy sum.
Really?
To say thank you. Yes.
So you were his good side luck. Piece over there. His good luck charm.
Good luck. Yeah.
Did you have to show any cleavage?
Nope.
Look at you.
I had enough at the time. I was still benching 350.
Look at you.
See, now Jason's getting all into it. Now he's actually showing you his Supercuts white guy bald fade video.
I'm sending that to you.
I don't need videos.
I don't need videos. There's people posting pictures. I'll take your word for it. Like, there's some designs in the heads going on here. Look, I'm 43. I'm a 43-year-old white dude. I'm not getting any designs in the head.
Oh, that's what I want.
I just want a bald fade.
No videos needed. Just Astros.
No.
Rockets.
No.
And Texans.
Don't send that,
logos.
Joel. Don't send that, Joel.
On all sides of his head.
Don't. I don't like you.
We're not friends right now. All right. And Nick is not bald, but if you want to go there too, Nick, Jason will take care of you. And bald is not a hair color on the menu. So we are rolling through another good show. We've got a half hour left to go. We still have to cover a little bit of Rockets. They know who they're playing. We can talk about that. We have the Astros finally on the road. Tough, I think.
Walk-off walk.
Yeah, the walk-off walk. You had a walk-off walk, a walk-off home run, and then a walk-off angry because you were leading when Keuchel left the game and ended up getting blown out. You know what I felt like? I felt like it was a throwback to the Royal Series in the playoffs a couple of years ago when you were all giddy. You know, you got a great pitching performance. You're winning. It looks like, you know, you're moving on. You got another big win. And then, boom, here's a swift steel-toed work boot in the nuts. You lose.
Yeah.
All right, so we still can get to a lot of stuff. Join us if you will, 713-780-3776. That's the HRNP listener line, as well as joining us on Twitter. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. Let's give something away right now. Baseball is back in season with MLB The Show 17. Win a copy of the new MLB The Show 17 PS4 video game. It now has an all-new retro mode where you can kick it old school with Ken Griffey Jr. as commentator. The MLB The Show pros will love the updated Diamond Dynasty, or if you're short on time... play a quick three-inning game. Road to the Show is bigger and better in the MLB The Show 17. Get out on the diamond now. MLB The Show 17 for PS4, rated E for everyone. We will take caller number 10. You can win a copy for your PS4. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Caller number 10. Remember, it's PS4, so don't be a dumbass and call if you have an Xbox. There you go. Caller number 10.
How is it?
I haven't played it yet. I'm waiting.
But you did take one home?
Not yet. She won't get. She said I have to wait till after Easter.
I was just asking that to see if you would admit that you already got one.
No, she said I had to wait till after Easter.
So. By the way, one of my favorite friends in the front office of the Rockets, Don Keene, has texted me back to say that the Sports Clips people ask for a donation, which goes directly to the Sunshine Kids.
Oh, fantastic. Now, you know what? I'm okay with that.
It makes more sense. I can see why the line accumulates.
It does. I can see why you wait and do it there.
You also can blame the cut if it's bad
Yes.
On the fact that you were doing a good thing, so it doesn't matter.
Yes, I agree. Right. And that's a great cause. I thought I was just weirdos getting haircuts at sporting events. That's much better. I feel better about it. Now I shouldn't have been so quick to judge.
See, my initial thought
was like, I can admit when I'm wrong.
Well, my initial thought was like, this is just they're trying to be creative with another avenue for revenue.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm back.
Yeah.
And they really weren't that creative, and they just, you know, they just came up with that. But the fact that it's free explains a lot.
Yeah, it does. Somebody texted in, 812 said, it's a descriptor, Nick, when they put bald.
I don't care.
That's a descriptor.
There's brown hair on the sides.
812 also said, other descriptors HPD uses is wavy, kinky, curly.
Not racist at all.
No. You didn't hear straight or bowl cut. Yeah, that seems slightly racist, maybe.
See how you do HPD?
Harris.
Thanks for protecting it's Harris. All, but damn.
It's Harris calling you bald. They're being Harris'd.
Yes.
So Kurtlow, was it you said, tweeted a picture of a dude getting his hair cut with an axe?
With an axe and like a hammer.
Which reminded me of something I saw on the interwebs. Where this one barber in the Middle East, I guess, was setting dude's hair on fire. And I brought it up at the break. And Nick, your response was?
They do it back in the Middle East quite a bit.
Why? What's wrong with your folks back in the Middle East setting people's hair on fire?
I have
fire?
No idea. I mean, I've seen them. The person walks out with a haircut.
Yeah.
But the way they do it isn't like I think he takes a lighter to like one of those, you know, aerosol cans as well, a hairspray can, whatever.
Yeah? And let me know when you get to the part that makes sense.
He fades them all.
You get a fade with a torch?
How in the world can you be accurate like that?
I have no clue.
How do you get who's cutting hair with a blowtorch?
My mom was actually the first person to show me that.
Hell no.
And she was like, look how crazy this dude is. And I'm like, I'm like, are you serious?
No.
I'll tweet at you the picture, the video.
Hail to the no. To the no, no, no. Wow. No, no. You're not getting a flame anywhere near my head or my hair. No. 215 said that MLB The Show is legit.
Okay.
So I can't wait till Easter comes and goes so I can get my copy.
And by the way, shout out to anybody hungry tonight. Just do us a favor. And if you're going to get pizza, grab Papa John's today. In case you haven't seen this great story. All proceeds from Papa John's today in the Houston area go to help the family of the fallen Precinct 3 Assistant Chief Deputy Clint Greenwood.
Yeah, my wife literally just texted me that at 2:30.
Hey, really, really good story.
We've got to get Papa John's tonight.
To yep.
Yeah. Okay, well, it looks like I'm eating pizza, so the cheat day has come early. Yeah,
there
good
you go.
Good on you, Papa John's. And
yeah,
I would encourage anyone to go out there and support that. That's a hell of a thing they're doing.
Yep.
Very good.
Now we're going to get to your favorite topic because you can't wait.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. One of your, what do we call that evil list? You don't like, you're not very fond of certain
topics. Let's call it the do not resuscitate list.
Yeah. All right, Sean, you want to,
I don't want to bring
you
back.
You want to get in on
dead.
It. What's up, man?
Hey guys, how y'all doing?
Good, good.
Hey, I just got a question, man. I don't know if you heard over the weekend about the UCLA player's dad, LeVar Ball, what he said about his team's loss to Kentucky, you know, blaming it on the three white players and that you can't win a national championship with white players because their foot speed is too slow. I mean, with everything going on, do you think that was really appropriate for him to come out and say that about his son's team? And another thing is, do you think it's going to affect his son in any way, you know, maybe get looked at in the draft because they know that it's – I don't know. I just want to get your opinion because I thought it was kind of really messed up that he said that. So I just want to get your opinion, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, I think it's not only is it asinine, but it's racist. I mean, to come out and say that white guys don't have good footwork, there's no other way to put it. It's racist. If Bill Walton was talking about Luke Walton playing college ball and came out and said, well, you can't win with black guys because they don't play as a team. All hell would break loose.
Yes, it's inappropriate, and yes, and Joel's mentioned this a lot, his son is going to get targeted.
You can't just come out and say that. Yeah, I mean, you can't just come out and be an idiot like that. That's just, I think it's inappropriate.
Walton's son would be, throw him down, big man. Throw him down.
Somebody wants to know if Papa John's was good for Beaumont. I don't know. It said Houston area. That's a good question.
It did say Houston area, but you can always call in advance. But, you know, regardless, I think you support them because they're supporting a great cause.
Yeah.
By the way, to wrap up the LeVar Ball story, too, because he said, you know, he told Lonzo one of these games you might need to go for 30 or 40 because of the fact that You can't win no championship with three white guys. The foot speed is too slow. So they gave him a chance on another show, the Tiki and Tierney show on CBS Sports Radio Friday, and he did not clear it up like they had hoped. He said, I'm just stating a fact. Here's the thing. People keep thinking that I blame the white guys. No, no. Every time we lose, I only blame one person, and that's my son. That's my son. I don't blame anybody else. But I said, prove me wrong. You can't win nowadays with three white guys on the floor at the same time. I'm not saying I don't like white people and white people can't win or nothing like that. I'm just saying when you have to have more athleticism on the floor, it's hard when you don't have the foot speed. That's just a realistic fact.
That's the equivalent of saying, well, listen, if you want better offense, then you need to get white guys in there to pass because black guys can't pass. It's ridiculous. Dumb. It's racist, and again, it goes back to he's getting his 15 minutes. It's more attention 100%. For LaVar Ball, and I hope someone punches his kid in the NBA.
This is like Skip Bayless ridiculous. Stuff, right? This is exactly we're still talking about him. It's still relevant, and it's still in people's craw. But to his in his mind, you know, as they say, you know, there is no such thing as bad publicity. He's getting publicized. He's being talked about, so he's going to keep doing this crap. And it's not going away. And yes, as Nick said, I've said several times, he's going to get his ass kicked.
He's going to
get his ass kicked in the locker room. He's going to they're on the floor in the practice. It's going to happen.
Here's what I've gathered from LaVar Ball in the few times, or not few times, but in the past 3 or 4 months that he's been addressing the media is that he's the type of dude that seems to me that when he gets confronted about something, kind of like the way Tiki and Barbara did on his program, he just pushes the gas pedal even further. So when you confront him about something that is so stupidly said, he's just going to be like, yeah, he's just going to double down on it, which makes it worse and which makes me believe that he's not going to be out of the media for a while. So
I'll tell you this, too. Grown-ass men, when you get to the NBA that are paid to play, they're not going to take anything from him either. So believe me, it's not just going to stop with his sons. They'll go right to the source and say, you know what, Pops? Had about enough of you, too. And if you make any comments about our team or your son because of our team or certain players, it ain't going to be like boasting he could beat Michael Jordan in a one-on-one. He's going to have a one-on-one of a different kind he doesn't want any part of. That's a fact. All right, we've got one segment left to go before we wrap things up here on the show. So if you want to be a part of the Usual Suspects, feel free to join us. 713-780-ESPN, where you can text her, you can call, or hit us up on Twitter. It's at Barry is Funny, at the producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel. We are the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick, Joel, and Barry until 4 o'clock. Before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz, and intern Trey has had it easy because if they're trying to do what I think they're trying to do, intern Trey's got some work to do in the
Between
4 and 7.
He's not going to make 2 miles running.
I don't know, man.
No, he's not. He's definitely not. He can can barely drive 2 miles.
Which is true.
He's not making it. I'm sorry. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but he's not. Did you see the story about Kirk Merritt, the wide receiver from A&M?
No.
Pled not guilty to 2 indecent exposure charges. Transferred in from Oregon in 2015, sat out 2016, and now he has 2 different indecent exposure charges that he has pled not guilty to. The first one was when Merritt is accused of, and I should say this is all allegedly, but Merritt is accused of exposing and touching himself, quote, while sitting in arm's reach of one of his tutors. Who just pulls their stuff out with someone within arm's reach that's trying to teach you algebra or whatever you learn in college. I don't know. I didn't go.
Someone with a lot of confidence and good hands if he's a receiver.
I guess.
Because he's a receiver.
Yeah, that's true. Court documents said that about a day later, another victim alleged Merritt pulled down his pants and touched himself while also sitting close to her. Again, this is all allegedly.
What's wrong with this guy?
I don't know. And then I hear that the spring games for the Aggies was on and that the quarterback slot is up for grabs and that the play of all three quarterbacks, including Jay Hubenak, your returning favorite to win the job, none of them are looking good in spring so far.
Really?
So there's your Aggie update. Yeah, it could be ugly this year. It could be. Yep.
But you would tell them that it would happen anyway.
You lose Myles Garrett, you lose Trevor Knight, and now you get one of three quarterbacks that they're saying right now.
You start 6-0, and then you lose five of the last six.
Yeah, that's pretty much the book on the Aggs.
Did you see the video of Tom Herman wanting to – they're going to, of course – in Tom Herman's own way, they're going to destroy the old Longhorn locker room and they're going to rebuild. So he came in with a hard hat on and a sledgehammer and the media was there and he was going to show, he was going to throw the first hammer into ripping apart the old locker room. And the hammer hit the side of one of the stalls, knocked his ass flat down.
No way.
Yes.
That's
just
hilarious.
Embarrassing. He deserved that though.
That's hilarious.
And by the way, quick, Nick, Sports Sunday still hasn't gotten back to me, but at least I forgot to mention the fact that thanks to Adam Wexler and Randy McAvoy, I got a little love on Sports Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Have they?
What happened?
I got to search and see if they actually published it.
I did Sports Sunday last night on Channel 2.
Oh, look at you, fancy pants.
And then, unfortunately, because they have their new studios, it went well.
Did you kick ass?
I felt like we got good information out there for the peeps.
Good.
Yeah. But the problem is they got this new studio, which is really nice. They have a whole new building behind the original building on 59. I think they started too soon in the new building because, like, the phones went out and the internet went out while Wex and I were preparing to go on.
Uh-oh.
And then afterwards I said to him, hey, are you going to podcast that or put that after the show? And Randy got back to me this morning and said, we're still trying. Right now, we've had a couple issues with the new building. And I'm like, well, let me know when you do, because we'll repost it on Twitter and on our ESPN site.
Word up. What'd you wear? Did you dress up?
Yeah, tie.
Oh, you went three-piece?
Oh, yeah.
What is it, a wedding? No. Somebody getting married on there?
No, you have to dress up for
TV. You went vest, though.
I went, yeah.
Did you go
tie?
Button closed on the jacket?
No.
Because
you're sitting on a bar stool.
So
they have the most uncomfortable seats possible.
Okay? Oh, really?
And the one mistake I made, which I would correct if I could, which is I would have unbuttoned the lowest button on the vest, because when you're sitting kind of half up, half down, you have a tendency to where you can kind of bunch up.
Did you wear sunglasses?
No.
You should have.
No.
You totally should have wore sunglasses, like you knew what was up. Is this a pic? Okay, here's the pic of the dress. Okay. Yeah. Not bad. Not bad.
He was actually he wanted to go full shot because I actually had the socks that matched the tie in the pocket.
Yeah. Part. Now, see, I'm not a huge fan of vests, but I like the look overall way better. And Wex with the thing buttoned, with the jacket button and the tie coming down.
I don't like it.
No, he looks like he's about to teach you driver's ed.
We call that a DP, too.
A DP?
So, yeah.
What?
A pointer.
Oh.
Yeah. Especially
a D pointer.
Especially if it's a little longer tie.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you did good. You did me proud. I was worried that you were going to wear ridiculous.
No.
Like you'd go mock turtleneck.
We've had this discussion.
Yeah,
no,
but I didn't want you going
full-blown Dickie.
I don't. All right, but no, that's good. I'm glad. You did Lisa help you get dressed, tell the truth?
Nope.
No, don't lie, Joel.
Nope, she didn't.
Did she lay your outfit out for you?
That was Saturday. I was going to say she was too busy cutting an artery.
Yeah.
No. No, we put that. My only regret is I probably should have gone to see Jason or somebody and gotten a haircut first. But other than that, because I like to look clean cut like that on those things. But it was fun. And they
should have got a bald fade.
No, I don't know if I'm that bold.
Nick gets a bald fade, but it's different. It's just a fade,
you
and he's bald.
It just says that on his driver's license.
He just gets a regular fade, but he's bald, so it's just a bald fade.
Forget the HPD's descriptions.
It just says that on his driver's license. Hair color, bald.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, God, that's good stuff.
Yeah, so good weekend had by all, as we've gotten snakes, bees,
yeah,
catfish, noodling.
Yeah,
which I think some people thought was a different form of snuggling at
you,
the time.
Yeah, you had an animal story too, right?
The
pigeon. Tell the pigeon story.
Oh, yeah. So I sent it to you guys.
I reminded him about it.
Yeah, that's crazy. I thought you meant me personally.
No.
No, but yeah, I was when we were getting stuff ready for the show today, and I'm looking around, and I come across this story of these guys that are filming their roller coaster ride. And in the process of these guys going whatever, however fast you go, what, 50 miles an hour maybe on a roller coaster?
I have no idea.
But you're going extremely fast.
Yeah.
Hands in the air, waving them like you don't care. And my man gets hit in the face by a pigeon.
In the neck, right?
Yeah, kind of the face and the neck. And it sat there for a second, and then it kind of just flew over his shoulder.
No, he picks it up and throws it.
And then there's like blood splattered over both of them.
Dead. You, bro, if a pigeon...
Yeah.
If a pigeon hit me in the neck, can I tell you how bad I would freak out?
I'm going to put it on Twitter right now.
Like well, it's too late, but I told you guys the story about getting stung on the tongue, right, by a bee?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the same thing. Yeah. That's the same thing, but his story's way better. Like, ha, dude, I was like on the Texas cyclone and we're going down and then damn pigeon hit me in the neck. It's like, no, there's no way. Like, you need to tweet the video out. Y'all go follow at Pac-Man Joel with a K on Twitter and check out this video. This dude gets straight up throat punched by a pigeon and the pigeon dies.
Yeah.
And then he's got to peel the pigeon off his neck and throw it over his shoulder like it's trash. And then I'm thinking, bro, there's people behind you. Your front car. Why are you tossing the pigeon backwards?
Yeah, and while the ride's still going, it's like the ride's not over and he's throwing the bird. And he's got crap all over him and...
Mike Tyson is sad.
You got to believe that had to hurt. Good thing they didn't go. The thing didn't go beak first.
Mike Tyson somewhere like rest in peace. Have you seen the meme where he's holding two pigeons and all it says is now kith? That's my favorite meme. Now kith. That's so good. Oh God, I love it.
All right, that does it for a Monday. We have plenty more to go the rest of the week. Matter of fact, Friday, we are going to be at Trailer Wheel and Frame. It's Good Friday for you. It's good to
y'all better
be
eat
radio
good food.
For us.
Don't they serve over there?
They serve Rudy's Barbecue. And beer.
And are you going to go on a diet, you two?
Katz's Coffee, Rudy's Barbecue. I always get some Rudy's
Adult
Barbecue
beverages.
To go if
yeah,
there's something
too.
Left.
They're really good about getting me a couple of
yeah,
turkey
and St. Arnold's Brewery is there. Yeah.
Yeah. Turkey, Nick. Yeah. Okay.
Papa John's tonight.
For a good cause.
Do it.
Fred, AJ, and Jong, The Blitz, next on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.